This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at World Sweeper, director of the World Sweeping Association. I'm proud to say I'm speaking with Chris Hardy, and Chris is being hailed as a hero because of the actions he took as a sweeper operator for Best Parking Lot Cleaning Incorporated, and they're located in an outskirt of Seattle, the Puyallup-Sumner area. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Ranger.
Thanks for joining me. This is one of those things you and I were talking before I put the recorder on, that you see a lot of things out there when you're, you know, sweeping at night. You were talking about this particular I-405 corridor near Seattle, which I'm aware of just because I happen to live north of Seattle. First off, how long have you been an operator?
Between 4 and 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Something about, and I've spoken to your boss and the company owner, Rich, first started talking here off recorder, immediately said what a great company it was to work for, how great the owners are, positive the work experience is. Boy, that's a tough thing to elicit from an employee, that's for sure, especially in this case. I wasn't trying to elicit it even. Something about the way he operates his business, or he and his wife.
No, that's his sister.
His sister.
His sister's Rebecca, yeah.
Okay, so it's Rich and Rebecca. Something about the way they're operating Best Parking Lot Cleaning is contributing to having you think that you should stop your sweeper, run across divider, and spend time, some employers might say waste time, saving somebody's life with a state patrol officer. What is it that made you think that would be okay with Rich, even if you and Rebecca, even though you wouldn't get a citation and you wouldn't get in the paper and all that?
Well, I was sitting there and it was kind of dark and it was lightly raining, and I'm watching big excavators, Traco excavators, come out of a pit. A whole series. There's about 10 or 15 dump trucks that come out behind those, and they would flip out mud right out there on 405, which is an enclosure. And so I'm paying attention to that, and I'm watching this, and I'm cleaning up the dirt that comes off of that. And then an officer across, I was pointing northbound, just south of 70th, and then right directly across from me, a Washington State Patrol lady pulled somebody over and was issuing them a ticket because that whole area is kind of it's a construction zone. And so I'm watching her do that, and watching all the work in front of me that I've got to keep up on. And then she got done, I think, issuing a citation to that person that was speeding, and she was there. And then about 10 minutes later, I hear a big bam, and then skidding. And then some of the cars were going through the debris. And I seen her get out of the car, and she immediately went down. So I thought that at first the officer was hurt. I didn't know if her car got hit or whatever, but there really wasn't anybody else around there. So I put my helmet on, and I've got high vis and a flashlight and all that, and I ran over there. When I got there, I noticed there was a motorcycle that was down, and then the rider had fallen right in front of her car. That's why when she got out of her car, she immediately, you know, I couldn't see her anymore because of the road divider. Well, the guy that went down, he was missing his leg. And it was kind of in the lane. It was a live lane. So I helped her put a tourniquet on it, and we stopped the bleeding and got that, you know, kind of talked to the guy and told him what was going on. And then, you know, we put road flares out there, and basically we just both worked together on keeping this guy alive because it was his left leg. So there was a tremendous amount of blood. That was an artery that got severed. It really was something to, all of a sudden, you know, you're paying attention to what's going on in front of you, and then have that happen. I didn't really have time to think about what, you know, if it was going to be a waste of time or not. I just knew that somebody needed some help and needed it right now.
Your company was, of course, very supportive of it, as they should be, and proud of you, as they should be as well. Certainly quick thinking on your part, and congratulations on, you know, getting the award, you know, for heroism, valor, whatever you want to call it. Certainly put a good light on the entire power sweeping industry. So on behalf of people that read worldsweeper.com and members at World Sweeping Association, thank you very much for taking the right action.
I'm very humbly thankful for telling me thank you.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are taken for granted out there, and one of them, I think, is common sense. I've never really known why they call it that, because it certainly seems like an oxymoron or whatever. It isn't very common. Certainly had it, and then it sounds like, you know, carried it out, followed instructions, took the initiative. And your safety training, I'm sure, you know, kicked in. You said here a moment ago that you, you know, put your helmet on, put out flares, and that sort of thing. So,
yeah, both Richie and Rebecca we have safety meetings at least once a month where everybody in the shop shows up and we go over, you know, our safety gear and what we're expected to wear on job sites like this. And that's, you know, ranges anywhere from boots to, you know, high visibility clothing and a flashlight and a helmet and everything. And without that type of stuff, you know, working on the freeways especially, whether you're on a freeway or just in a parking lot, you know, that time of night, if you don't have the proper equipment on, you can either hurt yourself or hurt somebody else.
No question, absolutely. But again, that's makes common sense to Rich and Rebecca, but certainly doesn't to some. And in fact, I was part of an expert witness for a court case that involved a motorcycle accident. And in that case, unfortunately, I have to report that the sweeper owner and the company, and I won't, you know, use their name, but one of the things in the deposition for the sweeper operator later was that even after this accident, that it looks like it may have been caused by the sweeper operator not using dust suppression and resulting in the near death of a motorcyclist who came up behind through the cloud of dust. Another car came up and hit him. Again, they say lost in the dust. That they had, he said in his deposition, they'd never had safety meetings, and even after the accident, didn't start having safety meetings. And, you know, I can't imagine that kind of thing, but, you know, there it is in the deposition. So any of you contractors out there listening to this, I can assure you that if your operator is involved in an accident, they're going to be looking to see what kind of safety meetings you held and what kind of safety issues have been surrounding the company and so forth. In this case I was citing, it turned out that the sweeper operator says that he was never shown the sweeper manual or the chassis manual either. So
we're fully equipped with your first aid kit, road flares, you know, traffic signs, all of our stuff that we're supposed to keep in a sweeper logbooks. We've got it all. We constantly monitoring all of our trucks to make sure that not only do we have them, but any of the new hires that are hired in understand the, you know, the importance of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a constant, ongoing deal.
And there are so many side benefits that come out of that, and this is a great example of that. By the fact that you had good training and materials and knowledge, then here's a positive that came out of that that very well could have resulted in saving somebody's life. So, congratulations. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the situation or what occurred?
No, I think that's about it. You know, I'm a married guy and I've got a couple of kids, and it is really nice to know that in an accident like that that happened so quickly that, you know, Washington State Patrol is right out there to help, and those people are extremely well trained. It ends up that the gal that was the Washington State Patrol officer, she was a new hire, and she had every single thing that she needed to have on her, like a tourniquet that worked. And without having that type of gear, I don't think that guy would have made it. In fact, I'm sure he wouldn't have. And, but it was her training and the equipment that she carried also that saved that life. So I would hate to have one of my children or my wife get in an accident and, you know, somebody dies because somebody's not wearing or have the right equipment.
Right. Well, again, thank you very much and congratulations. We've been speaking with Chris Hardy. Chris was given the Citizen Hero Award by the Kirkland Fire Department for the city of Kirkland, Washington State. Chris is a sweeper operator for Best Parking Lot Cleaning Incorporated. Their website is bestparkinglot.com. And you can see the associated story linked to this podcast. Thanks again, Chris.
Thank you, Ranger.